allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
So the first item on the agenda is review and approval of the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did you want to talk now?
When you're ready.
Yeah, you can. Mr. Williamson.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Council. Even though the final plat is on the consent agenda, there are a couple of things that I wanted to draw to the Council's attention. In the Black Diamond Municipal Code, it lets the Community Development Director assign streets and addresses. That's my responsibility overseeing this plat. In the final review of the plat, because there's a lot of things going on, I know with you. So if the council members would, on lots 277, 278, 279, 280, 281, 282, and 283, and 284, those are the lots that are on the little Adler, the little loop around, little cul-de-sac that there that's going to have the park in it. Uh-huh. And those were incorrectly, those were addressed with Dogwood Street instead of Adler Lane Southeast. And then where Fir Avenue and Ash Avenue, the curve right there on that road, lots 351, 352, 353, and 354 were Ash Avenue and need to be moved to Southeast Fir Street. So with those corrections, we'll bring those corrections for the mayor's signature. Those will be changed at the signature. Again, even in our code, addresses and roads are done at building permit, but in our code on preliminary plats, it's very unique. We have to give all the lots, even the commercial lots, an address. So I just wanted to correct this issue with you now, and then for the mayor's signature, we'll have those corrected for the proper addressing. Even though, just so we all are clear, addressing can always be changed by the 911 system. Even though we do it, they have the rights to come in and tweak addresses by a number or so to make sure it's their grid, even though we follow their grid. But sometimes how you lay grids down don't always work, so there is a little tweaking. But I just wanted to come forward with that. I do appreciate each one of you has come in and spent time with me and reviewed the plat and toured the site, and I just really appreciate your attention to the details and asked really good questions on this plat. It's a big plat, and we're going to have some really cool parks in this one. You know, we're picking up four more parks in there, Big Boulder Park, the Adler Lane Park. There's going to be some really cool amenities as we branch out with that. But thank you for your consideration. Thank you for putting on the consent agenda. But if you did have questions when it gets that, but I just wanted to clear up this issue first that I'd gotten some addresses off. So.
And I will say, during our tour, you did name them correctly.
Yes. So. Thank you.
So I move that we adopt the consent agenda with the changes to AB 18-096, resolution number 18-1280, as Andy just told us.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's now time for public comments. Persons wishing to address council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The next item on the agenda is we have three public hearings tonight, and the first public hearing is on the preliminary budget. Ms. Miller.
you, Mayor. I know I had labeled my agenda bill, this is the first public hearing, but Brenda mentioned that we had already had one public hearing on November 8th, so this really is our second public hearing on the budget. This preliminary budget is in balance for all funds. The emphasis, I think, in our city, as in all cities, is on public safety. I know myself and everyone here is really wants to make sure our citizens are all safe, and especially in our police department, our community policing, our traffic enforcement, all the wonderful programs they do, and just keep us safe is very important to us. Fire also, fire service extremely important, and being able to order our first replacement fire engine that we promised year after year will finally happen this year in our budget, and we're really excited about that. And also the fact that we've sited the site for the new fire station. So I think we're really making progress in that area. And finally, under public safety is our court. And it's really important also to remember that our citizens need to keep the bad people off the streets to keep us safe. And so our courts are very important too. So we put a great deal of emphasis, importance, and money in our budget next year towards public safety. Kind of right behind it this next year is the community development budget. We were always saying growth is right around the corner. We've turned that corner. I think we've gotten in over 100 permits this year. They are really busy over there. So the revenue that comes in through their permits is paying for their expenses. They've got a lot of inspections, a lot of plan checks, a lot of different items that they're doing over there in the community development, extremely busy department. We also added in the budget this year some emphasis for code enforcement, which I know last year during the budget they'd ask about, and so we put some extra funds in there to do code enforcement this year, so I think that's really important. I think, again, always making sure our community is safe. There's a lot of capital projects that came from the capital improvement plan that we adopted last year that are really important to our city, especially in our transportation and our water and sewer and stormwater utilities. And I think it's a really good budget. We've had a long, detailed process starting early in the year, lots of meetings with you. Also, we've had work-study meetings September 27th, October 18th, October 25th, and November 8th, as well as one public hearing already. We have another public hearing planned for December 3rd, which is a date that the RCW recommends that we have our final public hearing, so that will be the first Monday in December. We're extremely proud of the budget this year. It's available at City Hall or on our website, and tonight is just a public hearing to take public input or answer any questions. Thank you.
So is there anybody wishing to speak to the public hearing on the preliminary budget? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. The next public hearing is a resolution regarding the proposed stormwater management program. Mr. Boccia.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is our plan for how we're addressing and meeting our NPDES, the National Pollution Discharge Elimination requirements, which is our permit that we have through the Department of Ecology. We update this every year as prescribed by our permit, and there's typically new requirements each year, but we have some flexibility in how we address the components of our permit. There's not too much change this year. If you turn to page 3, it kind of explains that we have a new permit coming. It's still draft. It hasn't been adopted by the Department of Ecology yet, so it's not in force. However, the draft permit is out, and we have included in this update the requirements of the draft permit for 2019. There's more permit requirements that kick in the later years that we will be assessing later on. So you'll see things that were planned that in the past that have been crossed out and moved to the current activities. For instance, say on page 7 and 8, last year we were planning to put in the educational signs in the Lake Sawyer Park. Now you see it over under the current activities that's been done. So not too much changes. So the main purpose for tonight is we're here to take testimony from the public. So with that, turn it back to the mayor.
Is there anyone wishing to speak to the resolution regarding the proposed stormwater management program? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant, and I live in Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond, and continue to work to try to protect the natural areas around this beautiful city. We've seen a lot of the forests go down. Currently, Black Diamond has development going in. While it meets some stormwater requirements, when the development was approved, the stormwater requirements were not as stringent as they could be. I know this program plan that is up for the public hearing tonight is not about new stormwater ordinances, but I think it's a good time to bring up looking very seriously at as the city understands what it is doing with this plan, what else could be done, particularly when development comes in, what things do the scientists, those that do the research at University of Washington and other places, what do they see that doesn't get cleaned up well enough? Because clearly stormwater continues to be an issue. We keep hearing about the unfortunate state of Puget Sound and the I see those signs around various places. Puget Sound starts here. All the streams in Black Diamond are eventually making their way out there. And the city can go beyond the minimum requirements. It can start looking at how stormwater is managed for new development, so the costs are not passed on entirely to people who our existing residents and have to clean up something that was poorly built in the past. New development doesn't just mean what's currently approved for Oak Point, but it means anything that changes in the future, any new development that comes along. I think the city can find ways to make sure that new things are built better and not subsidized by existing taxpayers. And I'd be happy to provide any, you know, kind of details or references. I just wanted to make that general comment tonight to ask you to start looking ahead and thinking ahead, because the big developer Oak Point, when they sell those houses, they don't bear that responsibility anymore, and they will not be here forever. Their agreement doesn't last forever. The city needs to really think long term. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address the public hearing on the stormwater management program? Kevin.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Kevin Espin, Black Diamond. I just want to say on that note, so today we had a stormwater training. I'm kind of responsible for doing our training for Public Works. And so I just want the council to know that our guys do take it very seriously. We had some extensive training today on identifying issues with stormwater. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that out there that we are taking those steps.
Is there anyone else wishing to address the proposed stormwater management plan? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. The next public hearing is on an ordinance regarding complete streets policy. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a policy that's somewhat flexible, but it really will give us a focus on for our planning as well as our standards to provide, as I'm just reading here, convenient access and mobility in the right-of-way to all to users of all ages, abilities, including public and private transportation, freight, commercial vehicle operators, bicyclists, pedestrians, and the mobility impaired. These are things that we are already doing, things that we were taken into account in the master plan development review and in our standards. By adopting this a specific policy, it also will make us eligible for complete street funding, although we wouldn't totally be eligible. We have to demonstrate that our processes and things that are in compliance, and we would have to be nominated by some of the people that are on the committee. But it's a step forward for a source of funding as well as giving us a focus to serve the entire public. And we're ready to take notes on any comments.
Is there anybody wishing to address the complete streets policy? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. We have new business. We have an ordinance adopting the percentage increase on the 2019 property tax. Ms. Miller.
Tonight you have before you ordinance 18-1108. Cities under 10,000 population are allowed to adopt up to 1% dollar increase over last year's actual property tax levy. King County calculates what that amount is and send it to us on a worksheet which was attached to your ordinance. In the case of this year's allowed dollar amount, it's $14,854, and it's not quite 1%, it's 0.95%, because there was an adjustment to one actual collection last night, which dropped it slightly below the 1%. Cities have the option to pass this every year, and we've had a work study on that. We reviewed all the revenue available and had a public hearing, and we're here tonight with an ordinance if council wishes to adopt it.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I just, I'm for this, and I've been for it for the last 7 years, because if we don't take it, we leave money behind, and it goes to our safety for police and fire, and it doesn't even get us caught up for what the rates are already gone up to. Just a little bit of a push for us, but not much, so I hope, you know, the council is in favor of passing this tonight.
Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I also support it. The other comment, too, that goes hand in hand with this is that if we don't accept this, we never get caught up again. And so it's really important with our budget constraints that we have, even though it's only $14,000, if we don't have $14,000, that money is coming out of our general budget somewhere else, and we need that money to stay funded where we need it to be, which is public safety.
So I make a motion to adopt ordinance 18-1107, setting the property tax dollar amount for 2019 to be used for public safety, including police, fire, and emergency services.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is an ordinance adopting the total property tax dollars for the 2019 budget. Ms. Miller.
thank you. Before you tonight, you have Ordinance 18-1107. This ordinance is required by King County that sets the total dollar amount you're allowed to collect for next year. That dollar amount, again, is collected by, calculated by King County, and it includes that 1%, or the $14,000 that you just approved, but it also includes new construction. And last year, for the first time, we had a new construction dollar amount of $95,000, a little over $95,000. That's the largest amount we've had, and that's the value of tax that the new property owners that are building and buying out at the developments will pay in property tax. So the county also recommends that we increase a little bit higher than the dollar amount they gave us, in case at the end when they finalize this, they find a few more dollars in new construction or other utility tax. They can lower it to the actual amount, but they can't increase it. So with that, I recommend you adopt this ordinance setting the total property tax for 2019.
Councilmember Stout.
Just to clarify, Ms. Miller, you just misspoke on the bill number. This one is 18-1108, and you just said 1107, which was the previous one.
Oh, okay, you're right. You're correct.
We're talking about 1108.
Okay. Really? Okay. Oh, I see it. That isn't what's on the agenda bill, but I'll hope that you guys will get straightened out which one goes to which one.
So it is listed as 1108 here in our on number 9 on the agenda, right?
Yeah.
The previous one was 1107.
I think we just did it backwards, but we just did the percentage increase, which is 1108. So the net dollar figure is 1107.
But what we just passed was 1107.
I think the confusion is that the agenda bill for 1107 refers to the dollar amount, and I think it's probably just I think it's probably just the...
Yeah, I don't set the ordinance number, so... Sorry. I apologize.
We know what we're talking about.
We have two ordinances.
So I move that we adopt Ordinance number 18-1108 for approving the property tax increase in percentages calculated by King County for 2019.
Second. Okay, that's a little bit confusing. We already approved the percentage.
Mm-hmm. But
so just there, you need to just change the ordinance.
What was the original motion?
Percentage increase.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What was the motion that Tammy made for the original? Was it 1107 or 1108? 1107.
But what was the language that she used?
She read it off the agenda bill.
We don't. Yeah, she read it off the agenda bill.
Yeah. I think they got switched either on the agenda or when it was typed on the agenda bill.
I don't type that on the agenda bill, what the motion is.
I don't have ordinance numbers, so.
So we've passed the percentage, correct?
Yes.
That's what I was talking about. So now we want to pass
the dollar total.
Right.
All right, so we need to actually redo both motions then.
Right.
Because they're wrong. All right, so I will amend my motion in a second. To adopt the ordinance setting the property tax dollar amount for 2019 to be used for public safety, including police, fire, and emergency services.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a ordinance adopting the Metro pass-through sewer rate.
Now I'm totally confused.
Well,
because
we adopted the percentage and we adopted the dollars.
Okay.
We can change the ordinance number.
Yeah,
that can be changed without a motion.
Yeah, that's why she didn't put
right
number in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we adopted a couple of those.
All right, so we're good.
So now it's the pass-through.
Thank you.
Okay, Metro pass-through sewer rate increase, Ms. Miller.
Okay, I think this this was right, ordinance 18-1109. And we've had a public hearing on the Metro pass-through rate increase. That's $1.11 a month. All the cities in King County that belong to that Metro sewer collection and treatment process share the same rate, and we all need to pass it and have it in place by January 1st. King County adopts their ordinance, send it to us, tells us what that's going to be ahead of time. They only increase every 2 years, and this is one of the smaller increases that we've had. And so I recommend that we adopt this Metro Sewer Pass-Through Rate Increase effective January
1st, 2019. I move to adopt ordinance number 18-1109, authorizing the Metro Pass-Through Rate Increasing effective January 1st, 2019.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Well, we usually have a department report by the fire department, but I don't see anybody here today. But I will remind you that there is an ad hoc fire meeting next Monday on the 19th at 6:30. Mr. Williamson.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, I thought I'd just give you a brief update on what's going on the projects on the Master Development Review Team and the projects that we're working on there, because you see them at the final plat stage, so let's talk about some of the things that we have been going through. As most of you know, the Ring Road, where the main entrance to the project is now, to the back of that on the left-hand side, there's like a staging area where there's pipes and plants and all those things there. We have just went through a preliminary plat to authorize 62 or 3, I can't remember, it's a long day, townhouses on that project, and the hearing examiner has come back with his ruling and has approved staff's work. So we'll now be working on final engineering, getting that project moving forward, and then bringing, you know, that back through the process. So they, and then we'll do a final plat, and then they can get building on those. So that's something that will, that fence that you see along the road, that'll be taken down, and then actually they'll put sidewalks there, and that'll be the front of the houses. So they'll front that. So it's a little different, but I think it's going to turn into a really good project. So you'll see where there's a section of fencing move where the intersection is. That'll be the main road in, loop through the project, and come out by where the wheel wash is now. So there's some additional extension of roads, and that project will be moving forward shortly. On V13, where as you enter in the project on the left-hand side, that whole plat has is under contract with Lennar Homes, and on December 5th they'll be starting the homes on that project. Currently they have 18 permits that they've applied and been approved and are ready to build on that project. So they are going to, there's 15 homes that they will have built, done, and completed within 6 months, which is in a noise area. So they have crews and a separate project manager that's going to oversee that one. And that'll be their sole responsibility to get those 15 homes done and completed within the 6 months. So what that'll do is that'll send some energy to the project, you know, because you're going to see houses now up front on that. One of the questions that we hear a lot is, you know, there's a lot of open land and just things going on. So the idea that we all understand is you preliminary plat, and that gives those people's rights for 5 years to get those things done and get it, you know, because markets go up and down. Then you sell those lots. The majority of the lots that you just approved now are already sold to builders. Now, they got to build them and they got to sell them, but we get the majority of our REIT money when that land acquisition takes place. So feel confident that you're not just approving lots that are going to sit vacant. Those lots are built, are being sold to builders, and those will be built. So even if you look at what they show in the Welcome Center or the maps that are around, I'm not telling you anything different. Those, the majority of those lots have been purchased by Lennar already. They're very excited about this project. As most of you go through the Voonerf, you know, the little crazy bow tie road I built there that everybody, if you like it or you don't, so I happen to like it. The model home complex that they're building there, those first eight homes, January 29th, pencil that in. I'm giving you kind of a long, you know, lead time. When we get the date closer, that's when Lennar will be having their grand opening houses of those homes. We're working with them and the fire department to put in a gate system. So that will be the model home complex. The first two lots will be parking lot. We're working through that with them right now. So those will be the model homes for the project, unless something, you know, they really change something this strange way in them or whatever. So they'll send the people to those projects, right, for those model homes, those 8, 12 that they're building there. So that's going to be a kind of a different way, but you're really, and they'll be able to close that road and have, you know, barbecues and kids on trikes and kind of energize that with their model home complex. I think it's going to be a January 29th. Pencil. That's a pencil. That's the date they told me they're targeting. So just pencil that in. We'll, as that gets closer, we'll lock that firm date down with you. 2018 was very busy for my department. I think most of you know the hours that we put in. 2019, we expect to be even more busier. I had a meeting with the city attorney to prep him for what's coming next year. And we anticipate four more preliminary plats and three to four more final plats coming through to the council. So a lot of activity, a lot of stuff still going. There's going to be continuing on as we move the project along. And I do always appreciate you dropping in and asking questions and wanting to know what's going on. But sometimes, you know, we get busy and I like to come back and just pop in and tell you what specifically is going on certain pieces of property. So you'll see that transition happening, especially V13, I think will be very excited. You know, they've pulled those first 18, they're pulling more permits. So they're really going to jump on V13 and stop up on 2C. Come back on V13 and build that project out to really energize the front of it. I know everybody knows commercial. Commercial is in-house. The building plans have been approved through the commercial side. Site plan, civil review, there's still a couple little tweaks that we need them on site plans, some joint parking agreements, you know, because we want to make sure everybody has the right to park. And then that will be moving forward too, which will energize that whole front space. So, there's a lot of things in 2019 that we're, you know, excited that are going to be important to this hall, the citizens, some new parks, and just that commercial activity and stuff. So, yeah, Chris.
We need people see activity in front there. A lot of people ask me, how many excited buildings and stuff like that. What do you think?
Well, I'm hopeful that the applicant will give us their responses here shortly. There are just some little tweaky things. We just need a joint parking agreement, which David will take a look at it from legally. Because what we don't want to is, if you know, it's when you find a plat that was not just one large development area, it was lots. So what we want to make sure is when we authorize you to build the buildings on these lots here, that the lot over here is reserved for parking. We don't want to build buildings and then a lot gets sold and another building get built. And that was not their intentions. We just have to work through that, the legal parameters of making those agreements binding upon all the lots. So we will issue those. If we get all that paperwork done, we'll issue it. Now, when they build, they have 2 years from when we issue the permits, right, to get their projects completed. Everything that has been told to me and the mayor, what we confirmed is that they're ready to go. You know, we have infrastructure to put in and roads and sewers and all that, you know, stuff. So you'll see that. But then at that point, you know, I've talked with their builders. They're going to do it. They're using quality people. It's a beautiful looking building. It's a lot of stone and steel and glass, and it's going to be architecturally really nice. I don't know what tenants they have signed up. That's not, you know, within my purview. They ask me things, and I talk to a lot of people. There's a lot of interest that people come in and talk to me about the project and different people that want to rent space there. But I've done this long enough that now you wait until you see their sign on the building to say who actually goes in there, right? So there's a lot of build-up, you know, because when you put in, let's say, a dentist or you put in a doctor, you don't want to change that. But, like, nothing against Edward Jones or the State Farm guys. You can put those guys anywhere, right? But you can't put the doctor or the dentist because the hard construction of building out those components. So there's a lot of that work. They have a really good team. Peter Baker is overseeing that stuff, and he does fabulous work. He did Filson, is it Filson? The Filson store downtown Seattle, their big thing they went through. He's done some really nice, remarkable stuff. So they have him on board to oversee that part for them. But I think 2019, we're going to see a lot of changes up towards the front of the project. In January, February maybe, we are going to start the second of the best world-class roundabout. We've changed it. Well, it's the best. See, now we're out of the world down towards the main entrance, and we're going to open that area up there. So that will be happening. That's good winter work. It's dry ground up there. It's good stuff to get the crews through the winters, and then we start the big push on the rest of the projects. But
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, first of all, thank you. It was really interesting to go on the tour back up through there. It's really nice to drive through there. But I wanted to let you know that I drove up there today with my girlfriend, who lives in Kirkland and had not been out here for a long time, and gave her the stories and drove down the streets. And she was really impressed with the quality of the homes that are going in. We didn't go into any of the model homes, but just driving around the parks she loved, you know, and she's got little grandkids. And so that's something that I think is really great, where there are people already using that main park, especially on the weekends. I've been driving through. Yeah. And so it's a community park. It's not just a 10 trails park. And I just think it's great. And I am really looking forward to the commercial stuff going in.
Bring your council member back who wanted to hire me away from the city. Remember that gal who said we were doing such a great job? She was awesome. The one from Kirkland or Redmond, the one that you did the hiking trip with?
Oh, yeah. That was.
was awesome.
She was from Newcastle.
Yeah, she really liked it. I wish Seth was here. We're going to hopefully get some real good news, hopefully, on the sidewalk. And we're meeting next week already with planning on the sidewalk. All the plans are done. They're sitting there. So we're hopefully that will, you'll hear a hooray come up from City Hall yesterday. Nobody panicked. That's good news. And but we're meeting Monday and Tuesday already to move forward with that project and get it up to bid. And then we'll build our part of it, and we'll then figure out who's going to go first. So there's a lot of things that staff is really working on, and you're going to see a lot of activity. And I haven't even started talking about 169, so I won't go into that tonight. But there's a lot of stuff that is...
And that reminds me, there was a surveyor out in the Triangle today. Mm-hmm. Is that related to what's
yes,
going to happen there?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on there and some land acquisitions and things that we need to work through. But it's looking real positive. But the other elements that I talked about besides that one, those are going. Those are actively permits issued and moving forward. So get ready for 20. Yeah, Chris.
Do they have a timeline on any of the first Beachy Joe bill?
Oh, I can, yeah. So the Ichi Joe, I learned from our building official, Joey Tedder. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to meet with Joey. He's just a really good guy, and I'm always learning things from different, you know, all of us different directors take classes, learn something. If it is, so it's a townhouse if the place is still up. It's a duplex if they're side by side. So they own and they're up, so they're called townhouses dose is what my new name for them will be. We are in thorough review with them. There were some questions about sprinklers that we worked through today. I mean, today was a really good staff meeting between the fire department, Dan from the water department, myself. Barb Kincaid, Dee, and to talk through those issues of how we, what is required. There's, when you get a fire code and you get an international building code, then you get an international residential code, you got three different codes, and they all seem to have a different, and so we had to work through that today, and I know they're going to be meeting with the mayor on that, but it was a really good team. It was really good. I mean, we all worked through that issue. So we're in the process of those. They are very far along with their review. We just had to get this one issue done, and then the RUD 5-plexes are coming. They're deep into review too. So the 5-plexes and the 7-plexes, again, you got to figure out this fire sprinkler and when you don't and when you do, and firewalls and how that building and fire, they deal with that stuff. But as far as site plan and those things that my side sees and the stormwater, we are doing that. So and again, always the council remember, we have 5 certified CECL, which state stormwater trained people, and we have 2 nationally certified stormwater techs for our utility crews. So we are conscious of that. So thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. So on November 5th, I attended the joint meeting between the Enumclaw School Board, the Enumclaw Council, and Mayor, and Black Diamond Mayor and Council on we did a PowerPoint, each mayor did a PowerPoint on what was going on in their city. And anyway, it was a good meeting, and they served us dinner. They have a culinary school there, so they cooked us dinner, and it was a very interesting evening. And then we had a finance committee last week, and today we had a community planning committee on the comp plan. So we're moving along, reviewing the comp plan in committee, and then it will come before council next year. So, Council Member Stout.
Thank you. I basically went to those same meetings, the meeting with the school board and the superintendent and the Enumclaw City Council was informative. It was great to get a tour of the new construction at Enumclaw High School. The whole place looks like a living room. The superintendent said, what high school kids really want to do is be. So we provided a lot of spaces for them to be. And it took me back to my high school years and my children, where we used to be by sitting on the floor and leaning on our backpack or on the locker. They don't have any lockers. There are 0 lockers in that building. And there are upholstered rocking chairs and high stools with little tables and little sofas with whiteboards. And they said that the teachers are making use of these spaces where they'll divide their classes into a few groups to work on a project. And they go out of the classroom and go into these places where they work together. And they said there's a whole different atmosphere in the school since they've opened up this new area. And they said the juniors and seniors have off-campus privileges for lunch, but they're not going off-campus anymore. They're staying at the building. So it's really very beautiful, and it looks like it's been really thoughtful, similar to what we have at our new elementary school here. Thoughtful building and taking into consideration how classes flow and what the students really need and what they want to do. And I kind of want to go back to high school. It was pretty fun. Also, the finance committee meeting where we talked about a lot of the things that we discussed this evening in public hearings. And then, of course, the work session that we had last week to kind of finish up the last little bits and pieces of the budget.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Ditto. it was a good meeting with Enumclaw Council and the school board. We brought up our concerns about the before and after school program. Really cool to see the new design of the school. It reminded me a lot of kind of the college lounges in college where we all kind of go hang out and work on homework and stuff like that. Just kind of be. Right. We had the work study on the budget, which it's like making sausage, right? You don't necessarily want to see it happen, but you like the results. That's a good vision.
Working for years of working in IT management, budget has always been one of those things that it's a necessary evil, but you got to do it, or else it'll bite you in the butt. You got to do it right, and May is a huge help in that. So thank you very much for all the help with that. The planning committee meetings have been going on, looking over the comprehensive plan. We have lots of meeting, Melissa and the mayor and Barbara and I have been doing lots of reading and lots of discussions and stuff. We have another meeting today. We're looking forward to getting through that and getting it to the council here early next year. I think that's it.
Councilmember Deedy?
All right, well, I don't have much to report. I was in Australia for 14 days, so I just got back on Saturday, so I've been trying to catch up with everything. I did meet with Andy, got a tour, talked to him about anything in the PP1A Division 3, 5, and 8. I will say that our roundabout is much nicer than the ones in Australia, so very well. So I don't know, at least I can say that I know for sure in Australia it doesn't. Theirs don't hold up to the one here, so nice job.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Well, gosh, I mean, same thing, ditto. I mean, done everything that everybody else has done. Met with May on the 5th to review some financial questions I had. Attended the Enumclaw School Board and the City of Enumclaw Council meeting and lunch and at dinner. So it was really nice.
You should say that your own son cooked the
dinner.
Yes,
so my son is part of the second year culinary arts program at the high school, and he's very passionate about cooking, and shout out to him, it is his 18th birthday, so happy birthday. But yes, he was able to serve us a wonderful meal, and it was really nice, good food. The planning meeting we went to, just a reminder to the community that the PTA, the Community Thanksgiving dinner is this Sunday. It is free to the community.
It's the Kiwanis.
Kiwanis.
It's also PTA.
Thank you. It's the Kiwanis.
It's advertised as the Kiwanis.
It will be held at the Black Diamond Elementary School. It's free to the community, and it goes from 11 to 1. So please join the community, visit with your neighbors, your friends, chit-chat about things. It's a good time to get to know everybody and just kind of communicate. So,
and free is the word.
Free, and it's free and good food.
And the food is good.
It's crafts, and it's just
what is it again?
It's this Sunday, 11 to 1 at the Black Diamond Elementary School. I also want to remind everybody that Small Business Saturday is coming up, this Saturday after Thanksgiving. So support your local small businesses here in Black Diamond and elsewhere. We depend on it. So thank you.
Councilmember Edelman?
Okay, I've done a lot of what everybody else has done. You know, the meeting with the school board and the city councils, the work studies, the public hearings. We did have a CLTC meeting that was interesting insofar as we have now lost, because of the election, our representatives to help us with our local transportation issues. And so the discussion really centered around, in our meeting in December, we're going to try and, well, Erica Dial from the Chamber, Maple Valley Black Diamond Chamber, is going to try and arrange to get our newly elected representatives to come and meet with us and let us give them a heads up on what's going on with our transportation issues. Judy Cliburn, who used to run the transportation committee, retired, and so there's a new person now there too. So this really is to set up, we've got our legislative agenda now for the city, as well as so does Maple Valley and Covington. So we are collectively going to go down and try and help work some of our transportation issues and talk to these elected officials, but we want to leg up on the new people. I went to the Chamber of Commerce luncheon yesterday, where the topic was supposed to be the new law about Paid Family Leave Act and all of that. That I thought there was going to be a webinar, but technology being technology, it didn't work. So what we got instead, oh, and I forgot to bring those things. We've got some really terrific 501c3 organizations that actually have grown up in Maple Valley, but one of the people is now a Black Diamond resident, Tina McDonough, who started the Valley Girls and Guys
Susan G. Coleman Breast Cancer Walk stuff and fundraising. She's done a fabulous job over the last, I think it's 12 years. She actually moved to Lake Sawyer last summer, I think it was. She's now changing how she's doing it. The money, she's still fundraising like crazy. The money is going to stay mostly local and where it needs to be. But instead of doing the like the three-day Susan G. Coleman run or walk, whatever, there's an 18-mile walk. It's Maple Valley. And so she's trying to bring everything back locally. She's just an amazing young woman. The other person that got up and spoke was Michelle from Fine Maple Place, and they've got a new facility now, too. They've been just doing a bang-up job with transitional housing. So that was really, really informational. Last night I went to the Public Issues Committee meeting, and the pre-pick was on social media, toxic social media. And personally, I'm kind of fed up with Facebook, so I might look at it every fourth or fifth day or once a week, but I really don't care anymore. But there were two people there speaking. One was a fellow from King County. The other was one of the lawyers from Kenyon Deason. Anne Marie was there.
Anne
Marie Soto. Mm-hmm. And some of the issues that she's had, she's become the public records expert at the firm, evidently, using Gold Bar as an example. So we're not necessarily at the top of your list anymore, evidently. The thing that the takeaway was, don't feed the trolls when you're on your Facebook account or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. I don't know. There's stuff out there. I don't even know what it is. When you are posting things, as elected officials, we need to be extremely careful because everything you post that is of a political nature becomes a public record, and it can be subpoenaed. And so I don't know how you capture all that stuff because I don't post anything political online, but we need to be careful. Then they were talking, especially for municipalities, you know, the big city, Seattle's got, I forget what it was, 100 and some odd different accounts or 300 and some, 450,000 followers on all of these different platforms. And so we, as the city, need to be very cognizant of who's the customer, you know, who's looking at these things, and what kind of branding do we want to have if we want to venture out more than just what the police department that we have right now. What is our message? We need to know who our community advocates are. We all know about the negativity that goes on, and how do you respond to the negativity? Because if it's a public post, the way I understand it, they have a First Amendment right. So now I think with
so
like...
you can't cut off comments.
I talk to the lawyers. But I think for a lot of the ones that I, you know, like we've got the community of Black Diamond residents, those are put on by private citizens, so they can do whatever they want. I think we just need to be very cognizant of some of the comments coming in. The other big thing they talked about is Nextdoor, and I don't know if, I mean, I'm familiar with it, kind of. I don't know how toxic it is here, but...
I don't think it's real popular in Black Diamond.
No, it may not
be. You get, like, lost dog posts.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of what they were showing in the slides last night. But then what also has happened is somebody makes a post, puts in a post about something about the city, and it's wrong. And then, well, and there was something, I think, on Facebook recently. I didn't see it, but it was like somebody posted, you know, the city's done blah, 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 and then everybody pig piles on, and then this thing just keeps going, and it was wrong. There was nobody knew, you know, the people posting had no clue what they were talking about, is basically what it amounted to. King County just passed their budget, $11.7 billion. Yeah. So those were the big takeaways from the meeting last night. We did pass the legislative agenda for SCA to go to their board, so they can pass that on. The next meeting coming up is, I think it's December 5th,
It's the SCA dinner, and it's their annual meeting, so it's kind of fun. It's going to be at Stump Only Golf Club this time, so if anybody wants to go, it's a great networking place. So anyway, that's all I have.
Do we have an attorney's report?
Not tonight, Mayor.
So it's time for our second public comments. Those wishing to speak to council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Does that mean you want to speak, Gary?
Please.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council. My name is Gary Davis, Black Diamond. This comes in on, I imagine, low priority. I got buttonholed by a guy who was asking, where in blazes can you take your grandkids fishing anymore around here? And I said, well, there's still Lake 12, and you can go out to Lake Sawyer. And he said, but what about that nice little kids-only thing they used to have down by the mine? And I told him, that hasn't been operating for years. They let that thing get overgrown. And he kind of bemoaned that. And I said, well, complain. That's about all you can do at this point. I don't really see anything being done about it because it's been let go for so long. But that was moderately important for a number of years that there was that juvenile fishing area down there just off the what will eventually be the Roberts Drive roundabout to 169 there at Ravensdale Road. But just something to think about in terms of providing access, well, for things like juvenile fishing, that sort of thing. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Kristen Bryant. I want to comment that again, as I've commented in the past, you place a number of items on the consent agenda that haven't traditionally been on the consent agenda and don't seem to follow the rules to items that belong in the consent agenda. And on this one, there was actually a staff change. There was clearly discussion that went on of council that talked to that staff member prior to tonight. And it should have been something that the public could have commented on before you voted on it, as are most of the things on the consent agenda. It would make more sense for both things to not be lumped into the consent agenda unnecessarily and for public comment to occur before you vote on the consent agenda, because you never know what item may come up, maybe only once in a very long while, that would make sense to hear from the public before you vote on it. Thank you.
So we do not have an executive session. So, did you? Okay. We do not have an executive session, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.